Proclamation number 4491 of 20th of November, 1948. Forerunners you shall be to me on earth. You shall be forerunners for me on earth. I have hired you for this purpose, because people have to speak to people so that they open the door of their heart to me and grant me entrance. For they cannot hear me myself as long as they have not removed everything from the chambers of their hearts which prevents my entry. Until then they will not hear my voice either. Yet they have to experience what I have to say to them, otherwise they will not make any effort to prepare their heart for my dwelling. Therefore I need you to enter them before me, to call out to them, the Lord comes and wants to enter you. They can hear your call, but whether they heed it is up to them. But if they have listened to you, they also know that I follow and knock at their door, and blessed are those who let me in. Blessed are those who have prepared themselves for my coming, to whom your words gave cause to work on themselves. I speak to all who have heard the announcement through your mouth, and your work opens many a door of the heart to me that would otherwise remain closed. You shall be forerunners for me on earth. You shall go before me and listen to what I myself say to you, so that you will then proclaim my word and speak in my name. And the more eagerly you are active in my name, the more urgently my word will affect people. The doors will open of their own accord and hearts will wait for the coming of the Lord, whom his servant has announced, for a good speaker is capable of much. But in order for you to be good speakers, I will take possession of you myself and speak through you, unrecognized by those whom you should make receptive for my coming, yet recognized by you because you serve me with love, because I can already work in your hearts through your voluntary devotion to me. And thus your ministry will not be too difficult, you will be guided by me and led to all gates where I want to enter, and you will always speak in a way which is appropriate for the individual. Only you must not tire and become lukewarm in your work for me. And therefore you yourselves must often grant me entrance into your hearts by also letting me speak to you, by desiring to hear me myself and thus longing to be fed by me, to take supper with me as I have promised you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Whoever opens to me, I will come in and take supper with him. Open the door to me, all of you, and let me enter in. Pave the way for me, whoever you want to work for me, and thus invite all guests to the supper, so that they may be strengthened and receive nourishment for their souls from my hand, for only then can they become blessed when I myself feed them with the bread of life. Amen.